Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on a particular video game that is not available on Steam, but it is available, I believe, on PlayStation 4. And of course, it's going to be, if it's available on PlayStation 4, it's available on PlayStation 5. But anyways, the video game that I'm going to be talking about is Gran Turismo, the latest Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo 7. Now, what confuses me is that if you go to Steam, they got Forza Motorsport, they got Forza Horizon 4 and 5, they got Assetto Corsa, they got all of these different racing games. I mean, let me just open up Steam real quick and just go through the list of video games, racing video games that they have, and I'm like, fam, I know that if they were to release Gran Turismo, because they got two different sections for racing games, they got racing and racing sim. Gran Turismo obviously will be a racing sim, but no, they got, oh, and there's one particular game that I want to talk on where I'm like, I know Gran Turismo would cook this game, okay? It would cook it, all right? But so they got, let me just go top rated. They got BeamNG.Drive. I have to say that's a game where I'm like, yeah, it's been out for some time, but I personally think that, yeah, BeamNG, it's a game where I'm like, untouched, bro. But yeah, you got Assetto Corsa, Forza Horizon 4 and 5. You got what are some, Assetto Corsa Competizione, Dirt Rally 2.0. What are some other racing games that they got? Automobilista 2, iRacing. And that's the game I'm gonna be talking on, is iRacing and stuff. But anyways, let's R Factor 2. I'm saying you got a lot of different F1 23. You got a lot of different games. Excuse me, in the racing section on Steam, and that's just the racing section. Racing sim really ain't that much different. It's pretty much like the same thing, just without the so much of the arcade games. But yeah, they got like, yeah, BeamNG, CarX, Forza Horizon 4 and 5. I guess like you can make it a simulation if you change up the settings and stuff. But what are some other games? Yeah, Snow Runner, and then what are some other ones? Yeah, so yeah, it's like they got some of the like simulation games. But my thing is this, and they don't have nothing for like Gran Turismo 7, and I'm like, that is the most craziest thing ever. You would have thought that they would have added Gran Turismo 7 a long time ago on Steam. Because here's the thing, now, if you guys know me, you know how much I love racing games. So a while back, I had bought a Logitech G923 for the Xbox. My thing is this, if I would have known that it was only, because I'm trying to think, maybe it might have worked if, well, I don't know. Like, I feel like Microsoft might have been a little bit weird about that. If I had bought a PlayStation 4 or 5 Logitech G923 and then tried to play, like, the Xbox games on PC, like the racing games, and then just, because it possibly could have worked like that. I don't even know. Let me just see real quick. Will a Logitech G923 PS5 work with Forza on PC? G923 PS on Forza. So, son, there's like the new is soon to drop. I guess it'll be in Aspen Tech. That doesn't answer the guy's question. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, should work. PS version is PC compatible. Shouldn't matter. Okay, so it should work. That pretty much, that's what the guys say. I don't get why when people, I'm like, you ask a simple question on like whatever platform and they feel like they gotta say some extra stuff, and I'm like, fam, I ain't asked for that. All I just asked for is the PlayStation 5 version of the Logitech G923 gonna work on an Xbox game, but if I'm playing that Xbox game on PC, that's what I asked. That man talking about other controllers, and I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to buy other controllers. I'm trying to get the Logitech G923. Alright, so, anyways, moving on. I should have just did it that way. But I didn't even realize that I was going to get heavily involved into Gran Turismo like I was at one point in time. And I personally think that if I was playing that game with a steering wheel controller, I probably would have had a much more better experience with that game. But yeah, playing it with a regular controller, it's like they even advertise it as that, where it's not a video game, it's a simulation. And I just kind of find that silly because I'm like, okay, well, what is a PlayStation 5? It is a video game console. What are the majority of the stuff that be sold on PlayStation 5? Video games. So you guys trying to put it in people's head that, oh, this got to be a simulation? I'm like, no, it doesn't have to be a simulation. You guys are making it out to be a simulation, but it don't need to be a simulation. But anyways, but my thing is this. All of these racing games that exist on Steam, and I'm like, even if you guys decided to just, you would think that they did that. I'm like, Sony, I don't even think you guys are like, I don't think you realize like how much money you're losing out on, because you guys very well could have had a PlayStation app just like the Xbox app. You guys very well could have sold your games off of that PlayStation app, because my thing is this, let's say if you guys were to do some old silly stuff, and it would definitely be a scam, but even if it was on some stuff where it's all like, oh, you guys gotta like pretty much buy the game all over again on the PlayStation app, I would have hated that with a passion, but I definitely would have taken advantage of some sales, because most likely they would have had Gran Turismo 7 on sale, because I'm like, the game's been out for some time now. But yeah, they probably would have had the game on sale. I would have gotten it while it was on sale, and then I just played it that way. Or they could have just not did no scamming stuff and be like, if you already got Gran Turismo 7 on the PlayStation, it ain't gonna matter. You're gonna be able to play this game on the PC. Just download our PlayStation app, get it from our website, you're solid, you're chilling, you're good. Especially then, even if it's on some stuff where it's like, oh, but you gotta be subscribed to like PlayStation Plus in order to like use the app and all that stuff. Okay, cool, fine, I'm not tripping about that. I'm subscribed to you guys anyway, so yeah, I'm not tripping about that. But it just really trips me out that it's like this game, all of these different Gran Turismo games that came out throughout the years. I'm saying you guys are on your seventh one. Let's just see how many Gran Turismo games they've came out with. Because I'm saying you guys got the video game, the movie, game series. Let's just see if I can find it that way. Gran Turismo series. Okay, so Wikipedia, official related games. Okay. So you guys got Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo 2, Gran Turismo 3, 4, 5, 6, Sport, 7. I'm saying you guys, and it just, they only have 490 cars and 90 trucks. Why is it that they had Gran Turismo 6? I'm like, dang, I might have to get that because that's the one with the most cars. They got 1,200. I should go up to that retro game store and see if they got Gran Turismo 6 there. Because I'm like, bruh, how is it that you guys, I wonder how much that would cost, though. Like, let's see if I were to, like, get it off of, like, Amazon or something. Because somebody probably up on there trying to sell it, yeah, for a crazy unreasonable price. And I'm like, I'm not going to spend that much on no game. I'm like, nah, you chilling, fam. But anyways, but my thing is this. You guys can even do some stuff where it's, like, Gran Turismo Remastered. Where it's, like, you come out with the original Gran Turismo game, and then just as the time goes on, just release a bunch of different like Gran Turismo games. But I'm like, that just trips me out that it's like you guys literally, oh, and then the secondary releases, add those. So yeah, they got the secondary releases, Gran Turismo Concept. There's like Racing Concept 2001 Tokyo, Gran Turismo Concept 2002 Tokyo Seoul, Gran Turismo Concept 2002 Tokyo Geneva, Gran Turismo 4 Prologue, Gran Turismo 4 Online. So there's like Gran Turismo HD Concept. And that's probably just like the first one, but like a remaster was the first installment of Gran Turismo Racing. And then it's like, so yeah, it was just like kind of like a remastered pretty much. And then I remember they did come out with a Gran Turismo game on the PSP. I ain't really fool with that because I was like, that was the first time I had ever played Gran Turismo. But I'm like, no, man, that game, that requires PC access. That requires your full attention. And I'm like, fam, that game would hit on PC. I'm saying you got all of these different games on here, but you don't have Gran Turismo 7. Because think about it. When you guys released Marvel, talking to Sony, you guys released Marvel Spider-Man on PC. A lot of people had loved that. You guys released Spider-Man Miles Morales. A lot of people definitely loved that because that was the first time I actually got to sit down. What's crazy is that the game worked better on PC than it did on PlayStation 4. I think everybody knows about my little history with the Spider-Man Miles Morales game on PlayStation 4 because, no, I had went and tried to play that game on the PlayStation 4 and it was so buggy and glitchy. I'm like, fam, how is it that you guys released this game on your platform, on your console, and it don't work? But it works on a PC. That's some crazy stuff. It works on a PC that I done halfway built, but it ain't gonna work on a PlayStation 4 that you guys built. But then, yeah, it worked fine on PlayStation 5 and stuff. And I'm like, and what's crazy is that they probably will at some point in time release Spider-Man 2 on the PC. And then there's gonna be all these other different games that they come out with on PC. I'm like, you guys, but just overall, all the games that you guys, let me see if I can find... Because I know they do have, like, their own little, like, store thing. Not store thing, but, like, their section of their games on PC and stuff. So, publisher. So, you guys got Horizon. So, you just recently released Horizon Forbidden West, Ghost of Tsushima, Helldivers 2, Until Dawn, Ratchet & Clank, Spider-Man Remastered. So, and The Last of Us, 1 and 2, Returnal, Sackboy A Big Adventure, Uncharted, Days Gone, Predator Hunting Grounds, Horizon Zero Dawn, Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, and then the first Helldivers. You guys have been releasing games on Steam since 2015, and you mean to tell me not one, and I mean not one... Not one, bro. I don't think people are hearing me. Not one Gran Turismo game came out on PC throughout that time. That's crazy. That is seriously some insane stuff. Because imagine, I could just see right now, right? Imagine if they were to release Gran Turismo 7 on PC. Let's just say, you know what? Surprise. Like, let's say if I'm, like, behind Sony and I'm like, hey, surprise. Guess what's coming out today? Gran Turismo 7. And you guys can't do nothing about it. I'm releasing this game and it ain't gonna cost, like, no crazy price and things. No, it's gonna be, like, what? $49.99 at most. I'm like, because the game is kind of old and I ain't trying to jip you guys on the prices and things because I care about the gamers. So, overall, you guys are gonna... you don't need to like if my so here's I'm gonna give people the option of if you sign into your PlayStation account you can transfer all that stuff over. If you want to start all over, you very well can too. We're leaving out options for everybody, okay? Ain't nobody gonna be left out when playing this game, all right? So, and then we're adding mod support. What else am I gonna add to this game? Yeah, I'm like, mod support, I think there's gonna probably be the one thing that you guys want. So yeah, I'm like, Gran Turismo 7's coming out today. Mod support is gonna probably be issued out at some point in time in some future updates, but go enjoy yourselves, all right? Oh, and by the way, if anybody got an Xbox Logitech G923 controller, any other Xbox steering wheel controller, This video game on PC is fully compatible with all controllers. So it don't matter whether you got Xbox, PlayStation, GameCube, Nintendo, it don't matter. If you got a controller, go play this game ASAP. That's my sales slogan. That's how I'm gonna sell off that game, all right? And I could just imagine, I already know for a fact, like, if I was behind, like, some video game company, like, if I was behind Sony's releases, yeah, people, they would be all like, oh, yeah, T-Moss Boss is the best thing that could have happened to Sony. Because I'm like, no, my thing is this. I'm like, if whatever you guys want on PC, and it was like, whether it's, whatever PlayStation game, so I'm like, you guys want Killzone on PC? Okay, cool. We're gonna work on I am set a budget aside to work on a Killzone game. We're gonna release a Killzone, whether it's like a remastered or whatever, but we're gonna release a Killzone game on a PC so you guys can get an experience of that game on PC. You want Spider-Man 2? Okay, at some point in time, let's just make sure we got Spider-Man 1 and Miles Morales all figured out, bugs cleared, all that stuff. We gonna release Spider-Man 2 on a PC. I definitely will be getting stuff done. But I'm like, I just find it so confusing that Gran Turismo 7 doesn't exist on Steam or even on PC altogether, but video games like iRacing, where I was talking about this earlier on stream, iRacing, for those that don't know about this game, iRacing is a PC racing game. It's available on Steam. But what's crazy is that you have to pay a monthly subscription. But no, wait, there's more. There's more. Besides the monthly subscription to play the game, you can't just download the game and just start playing it. No, you need to have a, you need to be subscribed to this iRacing video game. And then on top of that, you need to buy cars. Let me just see if I can, if there's like a iRacing website or something. Cause I'm curious. I'm curious to see. Oh, so I guess it is like some league thing or something. But anyways, so they got memberships, so you can sign member site members. Oh, so you gotta create an account and things, but they don't, what, okay, so let me just see, there is like what comes with the membership, because I'm curious. So there's like 23 laser scan cars available for free, 29 laser scan tracks available for free, over 80 official series to compete in, unlimited racing against real people from around the world, over 400 private leagues, full racing and website functionality, including ghost racing, stat teams, etc., a robust item shop with nearly 200 laser scan cars and tracks, so that's where you're gonna have to be paying for stuff, a full race, full racing license and rating system, team racing with swap. So yeah, it's just like a bunch of things that comes with other video game, other racing games, but it's instead with them you gotta pay a membership. So cars, so okay, so they got like a list of cars. Okay, that's a Ferrari. I wonder if they got like a Koenigsegg or something. You know what, let's just click on the Ferrari, learn more. Let's see what this would be all about. So interesting, special offer, free giveaway. So they don't even say included with membership. So you gotta get a membership just to get this car, because this car comes with some packed ink. So you got on top of, on, so it, you, most people would think that you would have to like go and just get the membership. You get all the tracks and the cars and all that stuff for free, no extra cost. Like whatever it is that you want, yeah, you just gotta win the races. But other, but it's like, my thing is this. Then if that's the case, why not just have like a one-time price? And I don't even think they have it where it's like you could just buy the game like a one-time price. Does iRacing have a one-time buy option? Okay, let's just, if you wish to buy additional cars, they cost one-time fee of $11.95. If you want to buy additional tracks, they cost a one-time fee of either $11.95 or $14.95, depending on the track. We also offer several discounted cars and tracks priced at $2.95 and $4.95. Fam, okay, so there's like, so somebody did ask this on, whatchamacallit, Reddit. So there was like, so to support continuous massive updates, the reason why franchise games like Madden, F1, FIFA, etc. are released every year, many racing games don't make it because they simply don't cost enough money to support creating new tracks and cars, especially those with laser scans. But my thing is this though, I'm like, okay, then if you guys, because my thing is I would just release the game one time. If I'm behind iRacing, there's all these other different games that came out where it's like, okay, you know, they just one time buy and that's it, you know, DLCs and all that other stuff. So I'm like, okay, my thing is this. I know people are not, I would have it where this game, because this game came out, I think, back in, let me just see when this game came out, iRacing, Steam, this game came out back in 2015. Okay, so my thing is this. I definitely would have been doing like that update and stuff, like where like every year, oh, it's like iRacing 1, like first year, iRacing 2 next year, and then we just add cars, add tracks, change up some stuff, iRacing 3, and just keep doing that every single year. But I'm like, but the thing is this, I'm like, for the newer people, I'm like, that's the ones that's gonna be buying the game. But to have a monthly subscription for a video game, what is this, Netflix, HBO Max? And then, no, so that's, so no, to put it in terms of Netflix and HBO Max, so imagine you subscribe to Netflix or HBO Max, right? And they got the movies, and they got the TV shows. You're like, oh man, Netflix got Rush Hour. I want to watch the Rush Hour movie. So on top of you paying for the membership, you also have to pay $5 to watch the movie. Does that make any sense? I'm like, then what's the point of being subscribed to your guys' service? That doesn't even make any sense to me. That don't make no sense to me at all. You know, the thing is this. I might have had my differences with Gran Turismo because it was just one of those games where I'm like, no, you had to have, like, played the older ones, and then that's when you play the newer ones. Like, you gotta actually sit down and just be playing this game nonstop. And with me, I'm like, I like to play other games. So I'm not gonna sit down and dedicate all my time in life into playing this game. Don't get me wrong, Gran Turismo, it's a solid game. It's just one of those games where I'm like, no, you have to be playing that game. Like, you had to have been playing it for a while, okay? With me, I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not like that. So, but I just think that Gran Turismo would be doing so much more better than all these other different games that exist. Because I'm like, they literally offer the same exact thing. Fam, they got hundreds of cars on Gran Turismo. They got a gang of tracks. I'm pretty sure if they added like a modded system in there, oh yeah, people would definitely be adding in their own tracks, doing their own thing in the game. And I'm like, you wouldn't even have to be worried about none of that extra stuff with like all these other different, like iRacing or any other game out there. And I'm like, to me, that's just crazy that they games like that, they charge all that money for their game. And I'm like, fam, for what? So that's why I'm like, nah, bruh. Sony, if you guys are trying to make some extra money, release Gran Turismo on PC, and I guarantee and I promise you that game will hit within that week, okay? Very positive ratings, if not that, overwhelmingly positive ratings. That's if you guys do it good. But if you do some like old shady messed up stuff, then yeah, obviously, you know, people are gonna give it bad ratings and stuff. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like, subscribe if you're new to the channel, if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.